Today's share in the Deer Show Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph. We're in the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're beginning today a brand new Simon Tuf Yud, which deals with the din Hamachzik Bederech Kedei Likno Shvisa. Somebody's on the road and he wants to create his new Mokum Shvisa by the visualization techniques that we discussed in the previous Simon. And the first sif over here is really a recounting again of the previous discussion we had in Simon Tov Test. Let's begin with the Mechaber, Sif Aleph. Mishin is skaven likboa shvisoso b'mokum yadu etzlo. A person wishes to go and establish his mokum shvisa in a location that is well known to him. This is exactly analogous to the case of the person specifying he would like his Dalet Amos, his Mokum Shvisa's focal point to be underneath the tree, by the root of the tree, and it's within 2,000 Amos of where he is at the start of the Bein Hashmashos period of time. So we explain in Simon Tov Test that that's perfectly good. And here the Mechaber says the same thing. If your intention is to make your Mokum Shvisa in a well-known place to you, the Hechzik Baderech, and you're on the road, this is a critical factor. You can't do this, as we pointed out in the last sif, in yesterday's shir, that this is only for a person who's ba baderech, he's on the road. So this applies here, v'hechzik baderech, person's on the road. We'll define this a little bit more than Mishnah Berurah momentarily. V'halach kidei she'agia li'oso mokum v'yikne bo shvisa. But here we're talking about where he's going on the road over here in order to acquire this mokum shvisa. So, afal pi shelo higia, even though he hasn't reached over here to that place, v'lo amad shom, and he never actually stood in that place, ela herziro chavero lolo nitzlo, for some reason somebody comes up with him and he goes back to his house to stay with his friend at his house. Oh, shechaza miatzmo lolun, or he returns on his own to his own house without ever having reached the place that he wanted to be his mokum shvisa. Oshinisake, he got delayed and never got there for whatever the reason. But he has a specified place in mind that he wanted to establish as his Mokum Shvisa. So yesh lo lahalech lemochar, so tomorrow on Shabbos, he actually got that Mokum Shvisa. He did acquire that place, ad Mokum Shiniskavin lo, the place that he intended to go to, which he never reached, but was within 2,000 amas of it, and had wanted that to be his Mokum Shvisa. So since there is that known place to him, he gets that place as his Mokum Shvisa, and umeyoso Mokum, and from that place he gets alpayim amal l'chol ruach. He gets the 2,000 amas in every direction from that specified Mokum Shvisa, which he never reached. Why? Shekivin shegomar belibo likbo asham shvisaso, since he did intend to establish that as his Mokum Shvisa, and vehechzik baderech, and he was on the way towards going there. So therefore, the Mechaber tells us, Nasa kimisha amad sham, it is halachically as if he was standing there, oh, sheiniach eruvosham, or he actually placed his seudos over there in that spot. So the Mechaber is telling us that if the person was on the road, going to that place, intended to make that his place, but somehow got distracted, or he had to return because somebody was with him and needed to stay at his house, or he didn't reach there for whatever the reason, and even on his own if he returned, since his intention was to make that his Mokum Shvisa, as we'll see, he was within 2,000 amos of it, therefore that becomes his Mokum Shvisa. Again, this is very similar to the dinim that we learned in Simon Tov Test. Now let's look inside in the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Aleph. Hainu, we're talking here that he goes to this Mokum Yadua, Sha'oso ha'mokum misuyim. This is a well-known specified place, like the root of the tree. It could go in Elon or Gadir, like it was underneath the tree at a specified place by the root or by next to the fence. V'chanal b'simen ha'kodim, as we've already learned in Simen Tov Tes. Sivkot and Beis, the Mishbur says, V'yikne bo shvisa. His intention over there was to be kona his mokum shvisa in that spot. So the Mechaber is sosam kidas Rambam. The Mechaber over here holds like the opinion of the Rambam, which is that as long as you're on the road, even though your whole purpose is going there is just to be kona yeshvisa, that's called being on the road as well. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here, omnam das harbe poskim, and the Shaar HaTzion Osal, if he brings down, there's the opinion of Rashi, the Reni Yonason, the Arzurua, the Smak, the Riaz, the Rashba, the Ritva, and this is all brought down in the El Yerabah. And they all hold, all of these poskim disagree with this Rambam, and they say that you're only considered on the road the davka im yitziyoso hoyso shelo al menas la'ariv. You can't say, well, I'm on the road going over there to be make my mokum shvisa over there. That's not called being on the road. That's called going there to make that your mokum shvisa. You're in your house and you're going to within 2,000 amos of that place, and that's not called being on the road. All of these other posts say it's only this kula that the rabbis instituted over here is only for people that are literally on the road. but not somebody that is going now to make that his Mokar Shvisa. That's not called being on the road. As the Mishnah Berurah explains, the Davki Mitzioso is a Shalom Al Menas Lariv. You were going on the road not for the purposes of being Ma'ariv, but now you want to be Ma'ariv. And person traveling on the road who wants to get to that other place, but is not going to be able to easily reach it, or would just like to designate, he knows that spot. That type of a person is called being on the road. And we say, and in that situation, even though he didn't reach the point that he wanted to, because his friend needed a place to stay, so he said, okay, I'll bring you back to my house. So in that situation, kiven the anan sahade, we can, so to say, testify, we're witnesses, the boy lemeza lossum, that his intention really was to go over there. So even though he didn't specify afogad the lo omar, we said previously in Simon Tov Tes that you must verbalize, but here we can essentially testify that that was his intention, afogad the lo omar, therefore even though he didn't physically say shvi sosi b'mokum ploni, he didn't actually verbalize that I want that to be my focal point, it is considered commander Omar Domi. He is considered as if he said that, because that's clearly his intention. And therefore, since he does this on a regular basis, so the place that he normally goes and makes his focal point, so we consider it halachically in this situation that that's his focal point, even though he didn't actually specify, verbalize, shvisasi b'mokum ploni. But that's clear to us that that was his intention. Because he certainly intended that he wanted that to be his focal point, so that could be the place that he could go to tomorrow and be at that as his focal point and have 2,000 amos further from there. Avol, however, according to all of these poskim, not like the Rambam, Avol biyotzo kidei la'arev, but if his intention was, I'm leaving my house to go to this place so I can be within 2,000 amos of that other place and make that my focal point, lo choshev kibo baderek, that is not considered as a person traveling on the road. And only for such a person traveling on the road did the rabbis institute this kula. Virach kiyoshid beveso, in this situation, according to all these other poskim, not like the Rambam, not like the Stam position of the Mechaber, all these other poskim would say that a person who leaves his house to go and do this is considered still as if he's in his house. Virach kiyoshid beveso, and when a person's sitting in his house, the loha the eruv bami rosso labat, you can't say, I want my focal point to be under that tree when you're sitting in your house. You either have to go there or go there yourself with food and place it there, or send the shliach with food to place it over there. That's the only way you can change your mokum shvisa when you're within your house. The issue footnote number one brings down from the Chazon Ish, shebechol ofen shehechze baderech, in any way that you're on the road, mo'ilo kinias ha-shvisa b'mokum shirotzo l'lechus l'sham, and this is true, hainu afilu b'yosher. The Chazon Ish paskins over here, like the Rambam, like the simple psak over here of the Mechaber, that as long as you're physically not in your house, you're, quote, on the road, in any way, shape, or form, even if you're a rich person, this works. And he questions the Mishnah Berurah over here, who said that the most poskim hold here, not like the Rambam. And he brings a raya from a Mishnah in Erevin. I know the rest of this footnote for what that raya is. The Mishnah Berurah continues in Sivkot and Gimel, and he says, even though the person didn't make it to the point that he wanted to establish as his focal point, and he didn't verbalize it, nevertheless it's still good, however, it was obviously a case that he physically could have reached over there, as we said previously, he had to be within 2,000 amos of it, and you could have been able to make it there, and in that situation, it is good, as we already previously learned. But if you couldn't make it there, so then it's not good, even in this situation. Sivkot and Dalet, Shechazam Yasmul Alon, or if he on his own turned back, not that a friend asked him for a place to stay and he turned back with a friend, but even if on his own he decided to turn back. Hainu, Shemitchil Alon Eskavelzat, but obviously we're talking about that wasn't his original intention. His original intention was to go over there. Kiyotza Amanas Lachshul Shom, his intention was to go over there and stay there at the time of nightfall when it became Banner Shmashos. And in that way, Velikno Shom Shvisa Baraglav, and to physically acquire that spot over there via his actually staying over there with his feet, so to say. The Achekach Nimlach Lachzor, and then something came up that caused him to turn back, Velolim Beveso, and he now is staying overnight in his house, Ulamoch Alelech Lashon. And tomorrow, though, however, he wants that to be his focal point. So in this situation, as the Mechaber has pointed out, it is acceptable. However, the imnim lach ligamre, but if he changed his mind, he truly changed his mind, then bivade nekar lemafreya, then he has uprooted retroactively mashoyi bedaito what his original intention was, likno shvisa l'sham. So if the guy intended to go over there, then he said, you know what, it's raining, tomorrow it's going to be raining, I'm changing my mind, it looks very cloudy, I'm now going back to my house. So then we don't say that he was kona the shvisa over there, he changed his mind. Farihu kibnei iro, and he'll be like anybody else in the house over there, in that town over there, they have the trum of the town, he has the trum of his house, but he doesn't have the new trum of that makom shvisa that he was originally intending to establish. Sivkon hey, the hechzik baderech, the chashvina lei bazer kibba baderech, that according to the stam opinion of the Mechaber, which is like the Rambam, even though he was in his house and he wasn't really on the road, once he leaves his house, he's considered like he's on the road, chashvina lei bazer kibba baderech, and this is exactly b'simen hakodim, like we learned in the previous simen tuf tes. Now the Mechaber qualifies all of this, and he says, b'med dvar mamurim, what are we talking about over here? Ba'oni, this all is only for a poor person. We don't make a poor person have to go and put out his physical food. He may not have it. And therefore, we don't make the poor person do this. So we allow this situation where the person's intention over here was to make that as mokar shvisa to work for a poor person. Or for a person traveling, and this is off in the distance. Kigon, shahaya ba baderech, the person is traveling on the road. And in that situation, we said that the rabbis would make him. Avolim lo haya oni. Below rachok lo, but the Mechaber tells us that if you don't meet one of these two criteria, you're not a poor person, or you're not traveling on the road, then you can't go and make your makom shvisa at a distant point unless you physically go there, or unless you actually put the two sudos over there. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Vav explains b'med dvar memurim, what is this talking about? Rotsa lomar, the Mechaber is telling us over here, the Mishnah Berurah says, we're talking ba'oni she'ein lo mazon shtei sudos laniach erev. We're talking about such a poor person over here that he doesn't have literally the food, the two sudos to put out there to make an erev. And therefore, ul hatricho she'elech v'ya'arev b'raglov l'ratzu chacham. The only other alternative, you don't have the two sudos, is to physically walk over there. And the rabbis didn't want to trouble this poor person that he'd have to actually go and walk over there. And therefore, akein mutu lomar, we allow this poor person to say, even Bivezo, even when he's in his house, Shvisasi Bemakom Ploni. So this now is a new understanding that this poor person, even if he's in his house, is allowed to go and say over here, I want my Shvisa to be in that more distant place. And as well, Ubehechzik Baderech, if he's traveling on the road, then not only for a poor person, Af Ba'asher, then the rabbis allowed anybody who's traveling on the road. We view basically a person traveling on the road, even if he's rich, as being halachically a poor person. And Yochel Lomar, either the rich or the poor person, is allowed to say when they're traveling on the road, Shvisasi b'makom ploni. I want my shvisa to be in that place, that recognized place, that Dalet Amos that is under the tree by the root. I want that to be my makom shvisa, as long as he's within 2,000 amos of it. Umasha Kosav, and when the Mechaber wrote over here, O Berachok, Kigon Shoya Baba Derech, what did he mean? Kva Beyer Mitchila. We're talking here that he said the behechzik baderech that the person was on the road and therefore hey kelu kilu ba mamish baderech, and this is true according to the stam position of the Mechaber, like the Rambam. This is for anybody who left their house, even if they weren't literally on the road, but once they leave their house, they're halachically considered like they're on the road. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out ayin in the bir halacha. There's a long bir halacha which we'll touch upon in a moment. Sheveinu das kam poskim shesovrim, where the Mishnah Berurah brings down a number of different opinions. Hold the af b'oni lo hekelu lomar shisasi b'mokum ploni kishu b'veso. Unlike what we just said, the default position is that nobody, not even the poor person, is allowed to say when they're in their house that I want my shvisa to be in a distant place over here, a recognized distant place that's within 2,000 amos of his trum. Even an ani is not allowed to go and do that. The rabbis would not make over anybody from their house to do that and say shisasi b'mokum ploni kishu b'veso when they're in their house. Unless they left their house, as we've already pointed out. And this, the Chofetz Chaim says over here, now, if you look at the Bir Halacha, Dibra Masko, Bamed Dvar Mamurim, he says, the Chai Odom writes, the Ad Ba'oni Ein Lohokil Kishiyoshe Bebei. So, Lomar, she saw Sivmokum Ploni, as we just pointed out. The Chofetz Chaim over here writes, this is the Chai Odom's opinion that even a poor person can't stay in his house unless he's Hechzik Baderech. And a rich person, af b'shehechzik baderech, ein l'hokel kim shebo baderech mamish. And for the rich person, it's not like the Rambam, it's not like the stam position of the Mechaber, but a rich person has to actually be on the road, but can't just have left his house to go on the road. So that's the conclusion over here of the Chai Adam. Now, the Mishnah Berurah himself, the Chofetz Chaim writes, v'hu l'chor pella, this is all a pella. Where did he get this from? Where do we make such distinctions? And he has a long arichas over here in the Bir Halacha. He ultimately concludes at the end of this Bir Halacha, al koponim tzorech sheyetze amenas lahach shichshon. At least he has to be intentionally going there to stay over there physically. And then he'll use that as his focal point to be able to go further another 2,000 amos. And not that he's just going out there, acquire that, and then come back into his house. And he says, the Lashon of Shulchan Ami is Yesh Liyashi Bofenzeh. He says, this could even be the Stam opinion over here of the Shulchan Aruch. Achein, however, the Baba Derech Mamish, if somebody's literally on the road, then everybody agrees he can be Kone Shvisa without bread, just by saying so. And this is even if he does have bread, even let's say, for example, he's a rich person, as we've already learned in Simon Tav Tes. The Chofetz Chaim discusses this further in the Shaar HaTzion Os Gimel Ayin Shom, and this is also further discussed in Dirshu footnote number 3. We'll just conclude with Dirshu footnote number 2. It says, "Im lo haya biyadum mazun shtei sudos." The person doesn't have the two sudos, but he has enough money, shiyachol liknos behem mazun. So he's a poor person in the sense he doesn't have the two sudos, but he has enough money, so he's not a poor person in that sense. So the Meiri and the Gemara in Erevin writes, "Shiyesh min hamafarshim shekasu she'eno nechshav ani." In that situation, he wouldn't be considered an ani. Elo kishein biyadum liknos pas le'erev. Not only if he doesn't have bread, but if he doesn't have money for bread. Or if he's on the road, of course, Shane F. Sharus Liknos Pasi, he's on the road, there is no store around there. So in that situation, he could be considered an oni in this regard as well. With this, we conclude today's share.